Well, on the telephone now is John Manchester, who owns Windy City Suites up in Lakeview in Chicago on Broadway. That's just a couple blocks north of Belmont. And also on the telephone, Paul Lisnick, political analyst at WGN-TV. Hi, guys. Whoa. Hi. You there?
I'm with you. I'm exhausted after the marathon.
For you, a marathon is getting up at 3 in the morning to use the bathroom.
No, a marathon is a chocolate bar, and I got gas at a marathon station.
Well prepared, but I'm bummed. John, explain. Hi, how are you? And explain what happened last year with Paul Lisnick and myself. We had this little competition, which we called the Ice Cream War, which I won. But let's back it up and explain how that happened at Windy City Suites.
Back it up to the truth, John.
I have to take the fifth on that. Well, I have two great individuals, well-known in the Chicago area, Steve and Paul, that come in from the neighborhood. And we have fantastic ice cream, and there was a big debate on which one was better. Paul had picked the peppermint, and Steve had picked banana pudding, both very, very good selections. And what we did was we had pints for each of them, and whoever had sold the most pints over the course of the period won. And
which I did, right?
Yes.
Well, that's true, then it's under the table,
I think.
Yeah, it's a little also confusing while banana pudding is now discontinued forever, never to be found again. Peppermint reigns as a very popular choice, but that doesn't matter. Those aren't our choices this year.
No, they are not. So let me back up a little bit. So here's what happened during the height of the pandemic. I came in and came in again and came in again and again and again, ordering what is an amazing ice cream that has been sold out because everyone loves it. And it's banana marshmallow, graham cracker banana marshmallow. And it is amazing. And I kept saying that and kept buying it. And then I came in one day. I was surprised to find my picture. You know that ice cream thing, right? You know, when you walk into a place that sells ice cream and there's that plastic thing. Well, my picture was right there. And I was surprised to see it, but, you know, it's nice. And on the other end, so I live a bit north of where you are, living south of where you are is Paul Lisnick. He came in and he said, "What's that obscene picture doing there? I want my picture there." And Paul chose peppermint, and we call that Peppermint Paul. And the competition was to see, as you mentioned, John, who sold the most. Anti-Cruelty Society, most importantly, benefits from all of that. And, of course, I had the superior ice cream. So you contacted both of us and said, you guys want to do it again.
Although I would like to note that Steve's picture came from the police blotter on the Addison Station, so that's why it was easier to get his picture than mine. And to this day, I don't think there's
picture,
any
by the
question.
Way.
Yeah, there's no question that the voting counts, man. You think there were problems at the presidential? No, Steve completely cheated, but that's okay. Let's move on to a better day.
All right, we will. So John said, okay, you have to choose flavors. So I will let you first, Paul, explain the flavor you chose.
Well, I can better explain my flavor after you explain yours. That's my plan. So if you don't mind saying yours first, Steve, because mine includes an insult of yours. So go ahead.
Okay. It's my show, but I
need you to do that.
Okay. I'll bite, so to speak. So my flavor is all American to your heart. Mom's apple pie. It has a little cinnamon in it. It has real pieces of apple, so it's good for you, too. You know what they say, an apple a day keeps Paul Lisnick away. So it's the right ice cream to choose, and that is the ice cream I chose. All right, Paul, go ahead and do what you want to do.
Well, and as you picked that flavor, see, I didn't want to say the flavor, you need to say it, and you picked that flavor because obviously it is representative of the generation you grew up in, that sort of old-fashioned, I know you and Betsy Ross went to school together, so I get that whole old American apple pie thing, but we live in Chicago, this is the city that moves, the city of big shoulders, mm-hmm. the city of the Windy City, so my flavor far better represents the city of Chicago, aside from being better tasting, and it is called Chicago Pothole. Now, I didn't name that flavor, but it consists of, the description says it has asphalt. I don't think it's real asphalt. I think it's probably chocolate flavor. My point is, you could either live in the past with your Betsy Ross crossing the Delaware kind of old-fashioned flavor, or live for today with the mayoral election coming up and aldermanic elections coming up, and enjoy the pothole flavor, which represents us so well. It is a deep, rich chocolate. John, you can kind of explain it better than me, and I'm not going to see other people haven't already tested it and picked mine as the winner, but that is the case.
I don't think so. John, if you could describe the flavors better, but what I really want you to do, because we only have a couple minutes here, is to tell us about Windy City Sweets.
Well, Windy City Sweets is at 3308 North Broadway. We're just north of Belmont, and we're just a block west of Lakeshore Drive. And in March of next year, we'll be around 40 years. It's a gourmet chocolate shop. We make our own handmade chocolates. We make our own fudge. We have ice cream. We have 32 flavors, one more than the bad guys. And we have a chocolate window right when you come in. You can see what we have. We have s'mores as a fan favorite. We make our own English toffee. And again, we have fudge that we make on site. And right now, we have some holiday flavors, which is pumpkin pie and pumpkin pecan. It tastes just like pumpkin pie, along with other chocolates and candies. We do gift baskets, gift boxes, gift bags. We ship all across the country. And like I said, we've been around for 40 years.
Now, if someone came in and said, all right, I want to taste both flavors. I want to taste this superior apple pie flavor that Steve's talking about, or this Chicago going down the sewers, whatever it is, that Paul is talking about, can they try a little bit, you know, a taste, you know, a spoonful, a taste of each, and then decide which one they want as their pint?
Yes, they can. We have, you can come in. We, right when you walk inside the door, to your right is our ice cream, and both of your ice creams are right there. They're free to choose, sample each one, and then we have a freezer of hand-packed pints. And Windy City Sweets, we will be donating $1 per pint during this contest to the Anti-Cruel Seed Society.
And the contest continues through the end of the year. So between now and the end of the year, John, I'm sure I'll have you on again. We'll have the president of the Anti-Cruelty Society on. And if I lose the coin toss, perhaps I'll have to have Paul on again. Paul, you have, and I know you insist on this, 30 seconds here, the final word.
Oh, well, first of all, I remember last year, and John is kind enough, he puts both our pictures up so people know whose ice cream is who. Somehow your picture got desecrated last year with a mustache and what. I don't know how that happened.
I don't either.
Very bad for you. And but I will, I hope everybody will support the Chicago, and this is Chicago, support Chicago with Chicago Pothole. Hopefully they were eating it this morning while they were watching my political report as we, see, I'm getting the plug in, at 9 a.m. as we featured the controller candidates. And next week I'm going to have congressional Congressman Bill Foster and his Republican opponent. So every Sunday morning, eat some Chicago Pothole ice cream at 9 o'clock. Watch WGN as we get ready to tune into your show.
Here he is, John Manchester. Thank you very much from Windy City Sweets. And thankfully, there he goes, Paul Lisnick.
Thank you.
Paul, I'm sorry we kept you awake, but thank you very much for joining us.
Firing marathon. Bye, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, on the telephone now is John Manchester, who owns Windy City Sweets up in Lakeview in Chicago on Broadway. That's just a couple blocks north of Belmont. And also on the telephone, Paul Lisnick, political analyst at WGN-TV. Hi, guys. Whoa. You there?
I'm with you. I'm exhausted after the marathon.
For you, a marathon is getting up at 3 in the morning to use the bathroom.
No, a marathon is a chocolate bar, and I got gas at a marathon station.
Well prepared, but I'm bum. John, hi, how are you? And explain what happened last year with Paul Lisnick and myself. We had this little competition, which we called the Ice Cream War, which I won. But let's back it up and explain how that happened at Windy City Suites.
Back it up to the truth, John.
I have to take the fifth on that. Well, I have two great individuals, well-known in the Chicago area, Steve and Paul, that come in from the neighborhood. And we have fantastic ice cream, and there was a big debate on which one was better. Paul had picked the peppermint, and Steve had picked banana pudding, both very, very good selections. And what we did was we had pints for each of them, and whoever had sold the most pints over the course of the period won. And
which I did, right?
Yes,
we found that. Well, that's true. Then it's
hidden under the table, I think.
Yeah, it's a little also confusing. While banana pudding is now discontinued forever, never to be found again, peppermint reigns as a very popular choice. But that doesn't matter. Those aren't our choices this year.
No, they are not. So let me back up a little bit. So here's what happened during the height of the pandemic. I came in and came in again and came in again and again and again, ordering what is an amazing ice cream that has been sold out because everyone loves it. And it's banana marshmallow, graham cracker banana marshmallow. And it is amazing. And I kept saying that and kept buying it. And then I came in one day. I was surprised to find my picture. You know that ice cream thing, right? You know, when you walk into a place that sells ice cream and there's that plastic thing. Well, my picture was right there. And I was surprised to see it, but, you know, it's nice. And on the other end, so I live a bit north of where you are, living south of where you are is Paul Lisnick. He came in and he said, "What's that obscene picture doing there? I want my picture there." And Paul chose peppermint, and we call that Peppermint Paul. And the competition was to see, as you mentioned, John, who sold the most. Anti-Cruelty Society, most importantly, benefits from all of that. And, of course, I had the superior ice cream. So you contacted both of us and said, you guys want to do it again.
Although I would like to note that Steve's picture came from the police blotter on the Addison Station, so that's why it was easier to get his picture than mine. And to this day, I don't think there's
picture,
any
by the
question.
Way.
Yeah, there's no question that the voting counts, man. You think there were problems at the presidential? No, Steve completely cheated, but that's okay. Let's move on to a better day.
All right, we will. So John said, okay, you have to choose flavors. So I will let you first, Paul, explain the flavor you chose.
Well, I can better explain my flavor after you explain yours. That's my plan. So if you don't mind saying yours first, Steve, because mine includes an insult of yours. So go ahead.
Okay. It's my show, but I
need you to do that.
Okay. I'll bite, so to speak. So my flavor is all-American, to your heart, mom's apple pie. It has a little cinnamon in it. It has real pieces of apple, so it's good for you, too. You know what they say, an apple a day keeps Paul Lisnick away. So it's the right ice cream to choose, and that is the ice cream I chose. All right, Paul, go ahead and do what you want to do.
Well, and as you picked that flavor, see, I didn't want to say the flavor. You need to say it. And you picked that flavor because obviously it is representative of the generation you grew up in, that sort of old-fashioned. I know you and Betsy Ross went to school together. So I get that whole old American apple pie thing. But we live in Chicago. This is the city that moves, the city of big shoulders, mm-hmm. The windy city. So my flavor far better represents the city of Chicago, aside from being better tasting, and it is called Chicago Pothole. Now, I didn't name that flavor, but it consists of, the description says it has asphalt. I don't think it's real asphalt. I think it's probably chocolate flavor. My point is, you could either live in the past with your Betsy Ross crossing the Delaware kind of old-fashioned flavor, or live for today with the mayoral election coming up and aldermanic elections coming up, and enjoy the pothole flavor, which represents us so well. It is a deep, rich chocolate. John, you can kind of explain it better than me, and I'm not going to see other people haven't already tested it and picked mine as the winner, but that is the case.
I don't think so. John, if you could describe the flavors better, but what I really want you to do, because we only have a couple minutes here, is to tell us about Windy City Suites.
Well, Windy City Suites is at 3308 North Broadway. We're just north of Belmont, and we're just a block west of Lakeshore Drive. And in March of next year, we'll be around 40 years. It's a gourmet chocolate shop. We make our own handmade chocolates. We make our own fudge. We have ice cream. We have 32 flavors, one more than the bad guys. And we have a chocolate window right when you come in. You can see what we have. We have s'mores as a fan favorite. We make our own English toffee. And again, we have fudge that we make on site. And right now we have some holiday flavors, which is pumpkin pie and pumpkin pecan. It tastes just like pumpkin pie, along with other chocolates and candies. We do gift baskets, gift boxes, gift bags. We ship all across the country. And like I said, we've been around for 40 years.
Now, if someone came in and said, all right, I want to taste both flavors. I want to taste this superior apple pie flavor that Steve's talking about, or this Chicago going down the sewers, whatever it is, that Paul is talking about, can they try a little bit, you know, a taste, you know, a spoonful, a taste of each, and then decide which one they want as their pint?
Yes, they can. We have, you can come in. We, right when you walk inside the door, to your right is our ice cream, and both of your ice creams are right there. They're free to choose, sample each one, and then we have a freezer of hand-packed pints. And Windy City Sweets, we will be donating $1 per pint during this contest to the Anti-Cruel Seed Society.
And the contest continues through the end of the year. So between now and the end of the year, John, I'm sure I'll have you on again. We'll have the president of the Anti-Cruelty Society on. And if I lose the coin toss, perhaps I'll have to have Paul on again. Paul, you have, and I know you insist on this, 30 seconds here, the final word.
Oh, well, first of all, I remember last year, and John is kind enough, he puts both our pictures up so people know whose ice cream is who. Somehow your picture got desecrated last year with a mustache, and what I don't know how that happened.
I don't either.
Very bad for you. And but I will. I hope everybody will support the Chicago, and this is Chicago, support Chicago with Chicago Pothole. Hopefully they were eating it this morning while they were watching my political report as we, see, I'm getting the plug in, at 9 a.m. as we featured the controller candidates, and next week I'm going to have congressional Congressman Bill Foster and his Republican opponent. So every Sunday morning, eat some Chicago Pothole ice cream at 9 o'clock. Watch WGN as we get ready to tune into your show.
Here he is, John Manchester. Thank you very much from Windy City Sweets. And thankfully, there he goes, Paul Lisnick.
Thank you.
Paul, I'm sorry we kept you awake, but thank you very much for joining us.
Tiring marathon. Bye, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Take care. Bye-bye.